This is VOA News. Here, I'm Health. The UN Human Rights Office says the crackdown on anti-coup protesters in Myanmar has left at least 18 dead and over 30 wounded. The latest numbers of dead coming from reporting by the Associated Press. The Human Rights Office is attributing the numbers to credible information. A statement from the office says the deaths happened as a result of live ammunition fired into crowds in Yangon, Dawe, Mandalay, Mayak, Bago, and Pococu. The statement went on, quote, tear gas was also reportedly used in various locations, as well as flashbang and stun grenades. 18 dead would be the highest single-day death toll among protesters who are demanding that the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi be restored to power after being ousted by a February 1st coup. 47 pro-democracy activists and political figures in Hong Kong reported to authorities Sunday. They were formally charged with subversion under a controversial national security law. The charge relates to their participation last year in unofficial election primaries for Hong Kong's legislature. The activists, who were arrested last month but released, have been denied bail and are expected in court on Monday. A statement on the Hong Kong government website stated the charge was one count of conspiracy to commit subversion. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is scheduled to speak at the annual Conservative Political Action Conference in the city of Orlando, Florida on Sunday. Aides say the former president will use the speech Sunday afternoon to blast his successor, President Joe Biden. This is VOA News.